The Taliban used to be suspicious of polio vaccinations. Now it's allowed a mass immunization campaign in Afghanistan to go ahead. So, why has the group changed its position? And can the disease finally be eradicated? This is Inside Story. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Mohammed Jamjoum. Much of the world is free of polio, a disease that can paralyze and disfigure children. But in Afghanistan, the Taliban made it difficult for health workers to eradicate the virus. Its fighters limited UN organizations from carrying out door-to-door vaccinations in areas it controlled, and health workers were attacked. More than 3 million children missed out on being inoculated. But the Taliban's been under pressure to cooperate with international agencies and receive humanitarian aid. And now in control of the country, it's launched a 4-day immunization campaign along with the UN. They hope to vaccinate 10 million children under 5 years old. The groups promised to protect vaccination teams and female health workers. Back in October, the World Health Organization said the campaign's a huge opportunity to eradicate polio once and for all.
Right now, we are seeing an unprecedented opportunity with very little polio, both in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And for any of these countries to succeed, they both must succeed together. And over the last 3.5 years, approximately 3.3 million children who were living in areas under Taliban control, the vaccination campaigns could not reach them because the Taliban at that time had restricted house-to-house vaccination in those areas, mainly for security reasons.
Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan are the only two countries in the world where polio remains endemic. Afghanistan reported 56 new infections last year and has had only one case of the wild polio virus since October 2020. Conflict has disrupted the vaccination campaign since 2018. Health workers have been attacked, and at least 8 vaccinators, including 3 women, were killed between March and June. The Taliban had banned vaccination teams in areas it controlled before it took Kabul in August. Some of its members accused health workers of spying for the West. All right, let's bring in our guests. In Kabul, Dr. Naik Wali Shah Mo'min, coordinator of Afghanistan's National Emergency Operations Center for the Eradication of Polio. In Peshawar, Dr. Nadeem John, a public health doctor recognized for his work on Pakistan's polio eradication program. And also in Kabul, Lutfullah Lutf, political analyst and researcher. A warm welcome to you all, and thanks for joining us today on Inside Story. Dr. Mo'min, let me start with you today. How difficult will it be to carry out this inoculation campaign, and how will the Taliban ensure the safety of the health workers?
So I think there is no problem in front of this campaign. We have started these campaigns by permission of our elder, Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. So there is no challenge now. Before, there were a lot of challenges, a lot of hurdles. There was war, there was intranquil, there was not peace, there was a lot of problem. But now, fortunately, there is no problem for us.
Lutfullah, let me ask you, Afghanistan and Pakistan are the only two countries in the world where polio remains endemic. How much of a threat is that to the population of both countries?
Thank you so much for having me. Well, it is a greater threat for Afghanistan and Pakistan than perceived internationally. Afghanistan could again can become the epicenter of polio disease if not tackled and addressed professionally and urgently. Because if you see that the risk is that if we could not fully eradicate polio from Afghanistan and Pakistan, in the next 10 years, every year 200,000 cases would reemerge. So it could also turn into a global issue. We must not specify it only to Afghanistan and Pakistan. Therefore, I think it is the the moral imperative and responsibility of health organizations, donor agencies, countries, volunteers, and health workers to stay vigilant until the disease is eradicated and every single child in Afghanistan and Pakistan is immunized.
Dr. John, this inoculation campaign that started, how important, how significant a milestone is it?
Oh, well, Mohammed, honestly, the whole world has zoomed its focus on this Afghanistan campaign. And I wouldn't be wrong in saying that this is the only campaign that has attracted the world attention in the three decades history of polio eradication for obvious reasons. So all hopes are on Afghanistan government and Afghanistan stakeholders and Afghanistan workers, how they carry out this vaccination campaign. Since for the last 3 years, Afghanistan hasn't been successful with a thorough door-to-door vaccination campaign, and it will be the first time that a thorough door-to-door vaccination campaign will be carried out in each nook and corner of Afghanistan, vaccinating 3.3 million children. So all hopes, we are very much optimistic, though there is some caveat, as was explained earlier, that the security threats would be there, but that can be managed if there is a thorough planning and integration of the whole nation approach towards this vaccination campaign. So we look forward to a quality vaccination campaign. Subsequently, also in December, there will be a campaign that's synchronous with the Pakistan campaign. So the two endemic countries, that's Pakistan and Afghanistan, if they jointly work together, I think this menace can be as easily eradicated as possible. And hopefully, inshallah, in the next year, if the same zeal and enthusiasm and the coordination continue, the Afghanistan and Pakistan will be polio-free.
Dr. Momin, we were just talking about the fact that polio is only an endemic in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Those are the only two countries in the world right now where it remains. From your vantage point, how big of a threat is polio to the population in Afghanistan?
Yes, of course, you are right. It is a threat for the whole nation, not only for Afghanistan, but for the rest of the world. Restarting a polio vaccination will prevent a major resurgence of polio outbreak within the country and ensure there is no international spread from Afghanistan to other countries. So this is a very high time that we have control in all parts of the country, and we have access to every province, every district, and we have a good plan for that, and we are very decisive to eradicate this crippling disease from Afghanistan, not only from Afghanistan, but from all over the world, like a smallpox, to be eradicated.
Lutfullah, this really does mark a significant about-face from the Taliban's position during their years of fighting against the Western-backed government, right? I mean, the fact that this campaign is being allowed to happen, that is, you know, a very big change, correct?
Of course, this is a very big change. And at the same time, this is a very big opportunity for the Taliban to re-engage with the international community, with the donor agencies, with health organizations. Number one, to maintain the already fragile health system, which is hit hard by the COVID-19 and other problems, the lack of funding, and deficits in a lot of critical areas. But this demonstrate a significant change in the behavior of the Taliban, particularly with regard to polio. Last week, with the UNICEF and with the WHO, they made a commitment that the polio vaccination will resume house to house in Afghanistan, which is a good thing. And also, one of my colleague or friend raised the issue of security. I think security was also a fundamental issue and problem for the campaign of polio vaccination in Afghanistan. Now that there is security, at least for now, so it would be a lot easier for the Taliban and for the health organizations to carry out this campaign across Afghanistan. And last week also, the Taliban, they have committed that they will be assuring the safety and security of the frontline health workers in Afghanistan which is a good thing, and I think which is an essential prerequisite for the successful implementation of Puryu combined across Afghanistan.
Dr. John, I myself have reported numerous times over the years from the sites of inoculation campaigns in different parts of the world. I know that it's one thing to announce that there will be a campaign, but then there are also the logistics of mounting such an operation, and they can sometimes be quite challenging. So I want to ask you, from your vantage point, what are some of the biggest challenges for the frontline workers in this particular effort?
Yes, Mohammed, one, we discussed that security and the government and the stakeholder need to develop a meticulous security plan, and they need to integrate the whole security apparatus and the communities into it so that no mishap is encountered there. The second challenge is, of course, the logistics one. That's Afghanistan terrain is hard, it's mountainous, and also the weather harshness has started. So that need to be taken care of, and logistics can be pre-pooled before the campaign into those areas which are hard to reach. So that's another one. Then above all these logistics and security is the motivation of the workers that need to be augmented, maintained, and incentivized. Because working in Afghanistan in this kind of situation, it's not a small task. I think it requires a brave heart to go door to door and vaccinate children where there is ample threat of the security. So that motivation has to be maintained. And they should be duly supported by the government, by the security apparatus, and also by the communities. In addition to that, I'll say that what we did in Pakistan, we embarked upon a perception management strategy so that we can take on board the whole spectrum of the society along with the vaccinators by winning their hearts and minds and convincing and removing their all apprehensions. So I think the same approach can be implemented before launching the campaign in the communities. And for that, a risk mapping can be conducted by the programs where there is a high risk. Then strategy should be accordingly tailor-made so that the resistance can be won over if there is any. Then lower risk and then no risk areas. Similarly, from the security point of view, the same risk mapping and risk management strategy should be implemented. That's part and parcel of any mass vaccination campaign. And there is ample learning for the world in the Pakistan polio program. We encountered similar problems in the ex-Fatah areas where there was a ban on vaccination for good 2 to 3 years, and 3 million children were deprived of vaccination. But then finally, thanks to the civil military leadership of the Pakistan, we joined hands together and they designed a strategy, and then the vaccination was carried out in all parts and nook and corner of Pakistan, including the Fatah area. By the way, Fatah was the first to stop polio virus vaccination back in 2016, 17, and 18. So there is a success story, and I think that there is already a coordination forum with Afghanistan. So this cross-border coordination forum can work together, and the learning can be shared with each other. So we are optimistic, hopefully, that all these challenges will be encountered amicably.
Dr. Mohammed, the international community has frozen a lot of Afghanistan's assets. Do you believe that you are going to be able to get the kind of technical support and resources you need in order to carry out more of these campaigns? And also, it's estimated that the target population for this campaign is around 10 million children. Is that achievable right now?
Yes, it's look that in future it will be like a challenge. But now up to January 2022, we are able to carry out this campaign as we have resource for that. In future, if they are not impartial, if health is a part of politician, so then definitely we will face problem in future. But we hope that health is the right of everyone. It should be impartial and non-political. So then there will be no problem. Definitely we need financial and technical support of donors and international donors like WHO, UNICEF, GPI groups, and others. So now there is no problem if they are going to impose sanction on health system, then there will be definitely a lot of problem.
Lutfullah, if this four-day campaign goes smoothly, do you think these types of programs will be expanded? I mean, do you see this as a hopeful sign that there will be more of this going forward?
Yes, we are hopeful that more of this have to come to Afghanistan to tackle different and difficult problems in Afghanistan, particularly the health problems. But I would hear at one point that there was a lot of capacity built over the years in the Ministry of Public Health. So I think what in order for those campaigns to be successful, what the Taliban needs to do is to recall the human capital and the people who are who develop their expertise in the public health sphere. A lot of them are now laid off, and the sooner is the better for the Taliban to recall them back to their duties in order to help them, to support them in a professional and technical way in order for those problems to be solved and for those campaigns to be successful across Afghanistan.
Dr. John, we were talking before about some of the difficulties, the challenges in mounting this kind of an operation, whether they are security concerned or whether they are logistical. I want to ask you specifically about vaccine hesitancy. And the reason I'm asking about this is because, of course, the CIA had used a fake vaccination campaign in their efforts to find Osama bin Laden in Pakistan in 2011. How much vaccine hesitancy is there in Pakistan as a result of that? Does that still remain? Is there still any kind of lingering fear that vaccinators are spies?
First of all, I would like to dispel the impression that the witch hunt for OBL was related to polio vaccination. That was a fake hepatitis campaign. So that's one. And then, of course, that created a great degree of hesitancy in the mind, especially in those areas where there is already illiteracy very high, and there are conspiracy theories running around, and the government rate and the government credibility was not that strong. So it created hesitancy, but coupled by a global wave of anti-vaxxer campaigns. You might be aware that the anti-vaxxers in US and in UK, in Belgium, everywhere there was an anti-vaxxer campaign for against vaccination, especially the measles, because these countries are polio-free, but they showed their resistance to vaccination by resisting the children to vaccinate against measles, and similarly in other antigens vaccination, we witnessed resistance from many countries, and that has been documented. So there is a global wave of skepticism around vaccination. But zooming in on Pakistan context, Pakistan made a significant progress by launching these community-based vaccinators in their territories. So they are from those areas. They are skilled in vaccination, but they are also trained in communication and addressing any apprehensions and talking directly to the communities and to the parents, reaching out to them. So they've got a degree of trust and confidence in those communities, and the apprehensions has gradually subsided. But still, yes, in the previous campaigns, there was refusals for other reasons, like the repeated campaign phenomena. Then the vaccination fatigue, and of course these dogmas like vaccination creates a sterility, which has been dispelled to a greater degree. But still, it exists in pockets. But there is ample commitment, and there is a strategy for that. It's called perception management strategy that has been implemented, and it has worked out to a greater degree.
Dr. Mu'min, in the past, there have been members of the Taliban who spoke out against vaccines. They were suspicious of polio vaccines specifically, and some suggested they were part of a Western plot. Is that something right now that's going to make it more difficult to ensure that people get vaccinated? Will people be more skeptical because the Taliban has essentially changed its minds now about polio vaccines?
Yes, there is right now there is no one that we come across that they are skeptical or they are against the polio vaccination. In from the top to bottom, Afghanistan Islamic Emirate is pro vaccine. So we have started this campaign to be mask to mask by the permission of our elders, and we are going to reach this polio vaccine to every child in every corner of the country. Right now, I haven't met someone that he is against this polio campaign or vaccine.
Lutfullah, how big is an obstacle, from your point of view, how big of an obstacle is misinformation when it comes to vaccinations being carried out in Afghanistan?
Well, Afghanistan is a peculiar society. There is the illiteracy, if you see, it is prevalent across the country. The polio campaign was not communicated in the right way to the people in Afghanistan. There was the issue of awareness, and of course the issue of misinformation is a significant challenge right now. So far, it is a significant challenge. And to say that in the past, for example, Taliban opposed the campaigns of polio vaccination in Afghanistan, this is adding into the problem and complexity of implementing the polio vaccination campaign in Afghanistan. But what we need to do right now is to address this issue, to communicate it in the right way. For example, the religious class can play a bigger role compared to other parties or to other parts. They can easily convince the people of Afghanistan who are, for example, going to mosque, the school teachers, the in the education sector. They can play their role. And if there need to be a strategy, as my friend from Pakistan has mentioned, for example, the perception management strategy. First of all, we need to build a perception towards the benefits of polio vaccination and its eradication, and then we need to manage that perception. So that way, I think we can be successful in overcoming this challenge in Afghanistan.
Mm. Dr. John, when it comes to the international community, how much of a test is this campaign going to be?
For me, it's a paradigm shift in the Afghanistan polio history. Because if we go back to history, 1 year back, it was the areas under the influence of these Taliban which resisted polio vaccination campaign. Now, this regime, which is a Taliban regime, is for the vaccination campaign. So already the shift has taken place. Already we are on a winning streak. So now we need to build on that. And that's how the communities can be won over. If the leadership is there, and if there is unanimous of thoughts, like we did in Pakistan, all religious sects issued fatwas in favor of the vaccination, and they consider it halal, rather kind of sawab or religious obligation to vaccinate their children. So all religious school of thoughts were unanimous on allowing the vaccinators to vaccinate children in any areas. The same can be applied in Afghanistan as well, and I think they can win over. If there is a centralized government, mm-hmm. they have a mandate, and they can plead with the communities. And international community, of course, is looking very, very optimistically mm-hmm. towards this campaign, and the fingers are crossed. We look forward to them. We are super stoked that this campaign goes successful, and the children are vaccinated, and we don't see any untoward incident, mm-hmm. and there is no resistance. So it will build on it. If one time this campaign is successful, then there will be a build on it. It will be used as a launching pad for successful campaigns.
Mm. All right. Well, we have run out of time, so we're going to have to leave the conversation there. Thank you so much to all of our guests, Dr. Naik Wali Shah Mu'min, Lutfullah Lutf, and Dr. Nadeem John. And thank you, too, for watching. You can see the program again anytime by visiting our website, aljazeera.com. And for further discussion, go to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/AJInsideStory. You can also join the conversation on Twitter. Our handle is @AJInsideStory. From me, Mohammed Jamjoum, and the whole team here, bye for now.